Begin the current daf Maseches Brachos daf Lamed Zayin. We begin three lines from the bottom on the previous daf, daf Lamed Vav Vav Beis. The Gemara begins by quoting a halacha we had mentioned earlier on that daf, that Rabbi Shmuel said that whenever there's the five mini dog and the five types of grains, there that bracha is included in the klal that we had mentioned in the previous daf, that when there's an ikar and the tough one, there's a main ingredient and a secondary ingredient, the main ingredient is the five grains. And therefore that's the bracha that one makes in it, and it doesn't make on the other ingredients that's in that food item. So now the Gemara quotes two different statements of Rabbi Shmuel that seem to be saying the same thing, that the chamisha min hadag and the five types of grain are the most important ingredient in contrast to the other ingredients. The Gemara begins, Gufa, Rabbi Shmuel de Amar Tavayu. Both Rabbi and Shmuel said the following halacha. Kol sheyesh bei mechamisha saminin, whatever contains from the five types of grains, mevarachin lov b'yamin mezayin, so you make a b'yamin mezayin on that food item. And then the Gemara says, Vitmanami, and another statement by them was said, which sounds very similar, that Rav Shmuel Darmer Tavayu, Kol Shuhu Mechamesh Laminim. Anything that is composed of the five types of grains, Mevarchin Lav Barimin Mezainis, again, the bracha is Barimin Mezainis. So the Gemara wants to know why we needed these two halachic statements, that one, that if it contains the five types of grain, let's say you have a dish that has flour and has other things inside of it, that the bracha is going to be on the flour, and that is the bracha b'yamin mezaynus. And another halachic statement that says that if it is composed of flour, in other words, and that's the only ingredient that's mezaynus, it seems to be unnecessary to say both. So the Gemara says, "Otzricha, diyashmin and kol shu." If we would have picked the statement of that anything that's composed of the five types of grain, havamin b'shem de'isa be'ein, I would have thought because it's pure, it's just flour, and therefore it's barley or oats or wheat or all the five different types, and therefore that's what you're going to make is a b'yamin mezaynus in that. Avadei taruvus lo, I would have thought, but if it's a mixture, and then if it's not necessarily the main ingredient, then I would not say that the flour is the main, and that was what was kaveya the bracha. Rather, I would make on, let's say, something else, potato, whatever it is, or that has, the, so to speak, the main ingredient, and I would make a hadam or shakal or something else. So that's what, and now we continue on to the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Kamash Malon, Kol Sheyesh, but that's where we have to say the other halachic statement, that anything that contains the five types of grains, that then, even if it's the minority, you'll still make the bracha, b'yamin mezaynus, because it's always the ikar. It's the most important ingredient, even if it's not the most in quantity. And then we need it in reverse too. V'yesh minan kol sheyesh, but if we would have just said, which would seem to be the bigger chiddush, that even if it contains the five types of grains, it's not the main ingredient, it's not the only ingredient. It's just one of the ingredients, and still you're going to have the bracha b'yamin mezaynus. So then why would I need to have the chiddush of the halacha of saying that if it's only flour, then it's going to be mezaynus? Of course, if it's a mixture and it's not even the main ingredient, you make mezaynus for sure when it's on its own. So I still would need the other statement, and that is havamina. I would have thought to be medayik and learn as follows. The kol sheyesh b'chamishas aminim in. That when we said that anything that contains the five types of grains, there the bracha is going to be, in spite of the fact that it's even a minority from that dish, it's going to be a b'yamin mezaynus. But the deek would be, but regarding rice and millet, there we would not say that if, let's say, it's just one of the ingredients in this dish, that it's going to be a b'yamin mezaynus. Rather, it's going to be whatever the other quantities of the ingredients are going to be. That will establish the bracha. However, the deek is, mishum da'al yidei taroivis. The reason is because since it's a mixture, then we say that the rice does not have that much importance to make the bracha b'yamin mezaynus. Aval isa be'ene, but if it was in its pure form, then I would say that even rice and millet would have a bracha of b'yamin mezaynus. It's only when rice and millet are some of the ingredients, and there are other ingredients which have possibly a higher quantity than the rice and millet, they were going to say that only by the five types of grain, for example, flour of barley or wheat, they were going to say that even if it's not the main ingredient, it will be b'yamin mezaynus. And rice and millet would not have that establishment. It's not that chasha. But when it's on its own, it's in its pure form. Since I don't have a halachic statement saying that it's only by the five types of grain, I would say that even rice and millet have a bracha rishayin of b'yamin mezaynus. Kamash malon, kol shuhu mechamesh amin. That's why we have to say the other halachic statement of Rabbi Shmuel, that anything that is composed of the five types of grain in its pure form, hud mevarchin lov b'yamin mezaynus, it's only those five types of grain that the bracha is b'yamin mezaynus. Lafuki oriz v'doich, and that comes to exclude rice and millet, that fili isa b'enei le mevarchin b'yamin mezaynus, that even if it's pure, you have regular rice that you're eating for supper, That's what Rav and Shmuel have to tell you, that on rice and millet, one does not make a berim in mezainis. And that's what we have to say the other halachic statement, that even in this pure form, only the five types of grains you make a berim in mezainis, in contrast to the rice and millet, where there, even if it's in its purest form, just rice and just millet, it would still not have a bracha of berim in mezainis. So now the Gemara wonders, the oriz v'doich and loim v'varach and berim in mezainis, is that true? That on rice and millet, one does not make a berim in mezainis? But we learn that Bryce as follows. If it was brought in front of an individual rice bread or millet bread, you make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna, just as you make by porridge. That is the bracha that you make a maisa gedera, a porridge of the five types of grain. And what is the bracha on the porridge of the five types of grain? Because by Ma'aseh Gedera, Tanya, we learn a brayso regarding Ma'aseh Gedera that betchilah mevarach lav berim in mezainis, or lebesayif mevarach lav bracha achas main shalish. We know by a porridge made of the five types of grains that the bracha rishayna is a berim in mezainis, and the bracha achrayna is ala micha, one out of three brachas, which is an abridgment of, so to speak, brichas amazon, which that is the bracha of ala micha. So how can you say you don't make a berim in mezainis on rice and millet when it seems clear from these two braysos that we equate rice and millet to maisa gedera, which is porridge of the five types of grains, and we find a different brayso that says that the five types of grains, their porridge, is a berim in mezainis? So the Gemara answers, ke maisa gedera v'loy ke maisa gedera. When it says that it's the brach, it has a bracha rishayna anachrayna, like maisa gedera, like a porridge, it's like it, but not totally like it. That is, ke maisa gedera the mevarach and lav tchil v'saif. It's like the maisa gedera that you do make a bracha rishayna bracha achrayna different than bread, which is, let's say, Maisa Gedera is not like bread in the fact that it's Mezayin, it's Nal Michya, not Hamaitzi and Berchaz Amazin. So too, that Oriz V'Doichin is also like Maisa Gedera, that's different than bread. However, Beloika Maisa Gedera, but it's not like Maisa Gedera, the Ilo Maisa Gedera, but Chilam Barim and Mezayin is Lubsayf Bracha Achaz Main Gimel. Whereas by Maisa Gedera, the Bracha Shain is Mezayin and the Bracha Achrayin is Al Michya. Ve'ilo Hacha, but Chilam Avarach Shakonim B'Dvaray, Lubsayf Barim Nefashash Rabbez Bechaz Rain and Akomash Shabara. That here it's like it, that it's different than bread, but it's not like it to have the same exact bracha. Rather, here the bracha rishayna is going to be a shahakal, and the bracha achrayna is going to be a bar nefashas rabbis. So therefore, it's not difficult, and we could still have the halacha of Rav Shmuel that you do not make a bar min mezainis and rice and millet. So the Gemara continues asking on this. V'oriz lav ma'aseh gederahu, is that true the way you're answering that you're excluding it from the category of ma'aseh gederah, that you're saying that it's like it, only that it has a different bracha than bread? But it's not like Ma'aseh Gedera, that it's going to have a different bracha. It will not have a mezainis, rather it's going to have a shahakal. But Tanya, we learn the braisa as follows. It says, Elu hein Ma'aseh Gedera. These are included in the category of Ma'aseh Gedera, that they're included as porridge, that their bracha is going to be a barim and mezainis. And these are different types of grits. Chilka is one that they split the wheat kernel into two. That's chilka is splitting it. Targis is one that they split into three. These are how they make grits, that they would pound it down and break the actual grain into different parts. So chilke is splitting into two. Targis is from try, is means three pieces. Zaris is breaking it down into four pieces. The arsin is breaking it down into five pieces. The iris and rice. So you see that rice is considered a maisa gedera, and that obviously the bracha is going to be berim and mezainis, not like the way we're learning from Rav and Shmuel, that you only make a mezainis on the five types of grain. So the Gemara says, Hamani, who is this? This braisa that we learned that oiriz is like a maisa gedera, that is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. That's because that's going like a one Tana, that he says that Tanya to learn in the braisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, oiriz min daganhu. He's a yachid. He's the one that says that rice is a type of a grain. And not only that, he goes on to say, v'chayoven al chemutzei kars, that you chayiv for the chametz, for the leavening of rice, you chayiv kars, if one consumes it on Pesach. V'adam yitzi b'dechavasa b'pesach, he holds that you can make matzah out of rice. Av Rabbanan lie, but Rabbanan, of course, they don't agree to that. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's not like ma'aseh gedera, and you will not make a barim in mezainis on rice. So therefore, don't ask from this braisa that seems to equate rice as a ma'aseh gedera, because that's going like a yachid, and we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rabbanan, you obviously cannot make matzah out of rice, and you're not chayiv on the chametz of rice, and therefore the bracha will not be a berim in mezainis, and therefore that's exactly as Rav Shmuel said, that rice, the bracha, will not be a berim in mezainis. So the Gemara goes back and asks, Rabbanan, is it true that Rabbanan disagree with this? But Tanya, but we learn the braisa as follows. If someone is chewing wheat, as it is, without turning it into flour. Mevarcha la bayi pri adam. He makes a bayi pri adam because it's something that grows from the ground. It's a grain. Tachna afo bishla. If let's say he grinded it down and he baked it, and then after he baked it, he cooked it, and although it was bread, he went and now he, so to speak, cooked the bread. So it depends. Bismancha proves his kayam is when the pieces are still intact, that they didn't totally dissolve in the cooking process after that it was a baked item. So then, betchil mevarchel ha-moitzi lechem na'aretz. So the first, the bracha shayin is ha-moitzi. L'b'sayif mevarchel le'gem ha-brachas. And afterwards, you make the three brachas of birchas ha-mazen. Im ein ha-prus ha-kayim, if the pieces are not intact, meaning they totally dissolved in this liquid that you're cooking in it. So betchil mevarchel le'bayim in mezaynus. So first, you make a bayim in mezaynus. L'b'sayif mevarchel le'bracha achas mein gimel. And then, the bracha shayin is, you make an ala michiv al-kakola. And the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet is going to explain this. So now the Braisa continues, HaKlesis is HaOiris. Let's say someone chews rice. So then, Mevarcha Lav Bari Pri Adam, you make a Bari Pri Adam, because again, it's also something that grows from the ground, it's a grain. Tachnai Afo Yubishle, let's say it was grinded down, then it was baked, and then it was cooked. So then, Afa Pisha Prusis Kayomis, even if the pieces are still intact, you do not make a Hamoitzi like it was by the case of the bread from the five grains. Rather, Betchil Mevarcha Lav Bari Min Mezainis, the Baruch Hashem, the most is going to be is a Mezainis. And that the bracha achrein is going to be an ala michya, not hamoitzi. So the question is, who is this Tana? Mani. Ilim Rabbi Yechim and Nurihi, if you want to say that we have over here, it seems like the bracha on rice can be a bayim in mezainis. So, and before we said that no one says that you make a mezainis on rice. It's not one of the five grains. So here we have a mandama that says it is mezainis. So if it's Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, that's the one we found that say that's not a problem because he's the only one. The Amma Uri is Mendogan, who he said that rice is a type of a grain. So Hamoitzi Lechem in the Arutz, B'sholish Brachas Boi Bruche. So then the Bracha shouldn't have been a Mezainis Nal Micha. The Bracha should have been Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamazin because he says that rice is just like the five grains. And therefore, if you make bread out of it and it's the pieces are still intact, you should make Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamazin. Why are we saying that it's a Mezainis and Nal Micha? So the Gemara says, Elalav Rabbanan, it must be that it's Rabbanan. And still we see that the bracha is Barim in Mezainis. So therefore the Gemara concludes, but to Yufta, Rav and Shmuel, to Yufta. So therefore this clearly contradicts Rav and Shmuel that the bracha is Barim in Mezainis on rice, and that is our minig. And not like the halachic statement that they said, that kol shehu mezayin aminim, that whatever is composed of the seven, of the five types of grains, that it's only there that we say that the bracha barim zaynis, even if it's its purest form. Rather, the halach is that you can't say that statement because that would be mashma that an oiris on rice, one would not make a barim zaynis, and that would come to tell you that no, rice is barim zaynis, not like Rav Shmuel said, and that is the way we pass it. So now the Gemara said before, Amamar hakuis is zechita. We said in that brice that we quoted before that one that chews grain. That you make a bari pri adam again because it grows from the ground. And therefore certain things, like for example, granola, things that are not turned into a flour, the bracha is bari pri adam. But Tanya, but we learned in the braisa, bari minim bizroyim, that the correct bracha is not that bari pri adam, rather that Hashem is the one that makes different types of grains, and which is more specific than bari pri adam. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, harab Yehuda, baharabanan. That the one that says that it should be Zeroyim is Rabbi Yehuda, and the one that says Bari Pri Adam is Rabbanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, this same Machlekes Tithnan. We learned in our Mishnah, Val Yerokis on greens, Oyme Bari Pri Adam. The Tanakh Kama says you make the general bracha of Bari Pri Adam. Rabbi Yehuda, Oyme Bari Min Dashayim. Rabbi Yehuda always wants to be specific in the subcategories. It says that you make the bracha, Hashem makes different types of herbs. Again, that he's specific, so therefore this that says Bari Min Mizraim, that Hashem is the one that makes different types of grains, is Rabbi Yehuda, because he learns that every specific category should have its own unique bracha, as the Gemara Daf Mem explains according to him. And therefore, Yerokas have a bracha Bari Min Dashayim, that he makes different types of herbs, and that's for wheat, which are different grains. That's Bari Min Mizraim. And according to Rabbanan, whether it's grains, whether it's herbs, the halacha is always in the general category Bari Pri Adam, and you don't need a specific bracha for every subcategory. Rather, it's included in the generalistic bracha of Bari Pri Adam. So in the Gemara again quotes what we mentioned before. Amar, the Tana had said, HaKoisis is Oiris, that's something that chews rice. Mevarchalav Bari Pri Adam, you make a Bari Pri Adam. However, Tachnoi Afo Yabishloi, if it was grinded down, it was baked, and then it was cooked. So Avapisha Prusikayemis, even if the pieces are intact, but Chilim Mevarchalav Bari Min Mezainis, the Bracha Rishayin is a Mezainis, But the bracha achrayna is ala mechya. But then the Gemara asks, for time we learn a different brayso lebesayv leklum, that the bracha achrayna is not ala mechya, and that is to say that it doesn't, when it says leklum and nothing, it's not that there's no bracha achrayna, rather it doesn't require one of the brachas of the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, an ala mechya, which is from the things that we, with the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the bracha achrayna is bar nefashas rabbis. And that is because it's not included in the Shivas Aminim. So therefore, what's the bracha achrayna on rice? Is it ala mechya, as it says in one brisa, or is it a bar nefashas, as it says in the other brisa? So Rav Sheshi is loikasha. Harim Gamliel v'harabon, the one that says that you make an ala mechya on rice, that's Rav Gamliel. This that says you make a bar nefashas on the rice, that is the Rabbanan. As the Gemara brings the Tanya, they learn the brisa. Zakla, this is the general rule the brisa says. Kol shum Shivas Aminim, whatever is from the seven types of minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised in, that is the bracha achrayna. Rav Gamliel loy meshalish bracha. Rav Gamliel says the bracha achrayna is going to be birchas hamazon, that is on grapes and wheat and anything that's from the shivas aminim. You make a birchas hamazon. V'chav ma'imrim bracha achas min shalish. No, you make an ala micha, an ala eitz, ala gefen. You make an abridged version, so to speak, of birchas hamazon, which is what's commonly called an ala micha, and all the other things that we have from the shivas aminim. So the Gemara continues with a story related to this, that Umaisa b'Rav Gamliel about Zakenim. That one time Rav Gamliel and Zakenim shayim mesubin ba'aliyah b'Yericha, they were sitting around the table in the attic in Yericha. Ve'yiviyu lefanim kesavah, and it was brought in front of them dates, which are the tamarim that's mentioned in the Shibas Aminim, which is called Dvash, because the Dvash, the honey, is what drips from the dates. So dates are one of the Shibas Aminim. And therefore it's going to be related to this machlokes between Gamliel and Zakenim, if the proper bracha is a birchas hamazon or it's an alo eitz. V'ochlu, and they ate it. V'nosh Rav Gamliel rishus Rav Akiva lebracha, and Rav Gamliel gave permission to Rav Akiva to make the bracha achrayna. So the Gemara says that kavetz uberch Rav Akiva bracha achas mein shalash. He, so to speak, jumped up and he made the bracha achrayna an alo eitz, and he didn't make a birchas hamazon like Shitas Rav Gamliel, that he holds on any of the shivas aminim, you make a birchas hamazon afterwards. So Rav Gamliel told him, Akiva, until when are you going to put your head between the machlekes? Why are you getting involved? Why are you doing not like me, in contrast to the Rabbanan, that you're not making brechas hamazon, and rather you quickly on your own deciding to make an ala eitz? So Amalei Rabbeinu, even though you're right that it seems to be a machlekes, that you say one way and your chaverim say another way, but you yourself, our teacher, you taught us that when this individual argues on the rabbim, on the masses, so to speak, of the other rabban, halacha is like the rabbim, so therefore I made ala eitz, because that's how we paskin. So that's regarding that machlekes. Then the brisa continues that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said over in the Nevi Rabbi Gamliel, a different version. Up until now, we quoted Rav Gamliel that says that you always make Birchas Hamazon after the Shivas Aminim. Rav Yehuda brings down a different version of what Rav Gamliel said. That Koshu Meshivas Aminim, whatever is from the Shivas Aminim, the seven things that Eretz Yisrael is Meshubachan. Now we continue on to Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. V'loy min daganhu. And it's not a type of a grain. In other words, we know that Chita and Sa'ir, wheat and barley, they're from the Shivas Aminim. But there are other things like grapes and there's dates that are not a type of a grain. And that is that regarding grain, there is a difference. That if you make it into bread, everyone agrees that you have to make birchas hamazon after bread made out of wheat and barley. So let's say we're talking about one of the shivas aminim that's not a type of a grain. So let's say it even is grain, but you didn't make bread out of it. And that is, again, even if it's made out of wheat or barley, but let's say it wasn't made into bread. So there is where the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chacham is. Rav Gamliel omer shalish brachas. Rav Gamliel says that still, in spite of the fact that it's not a grain, or even if it's a grain but you didn't make it into bread, still the bracha is going to be birchas hamazon. He holds that there's always birchas hamazon after the shivas aminim. The Chacham omer bracha achas, but the Chacham say that it's only one bracha. In other words, it's an ala michya, or an ala eitz, or an ala gefen. Kol she'enu le'mishivas aminim, v'loy min dogim, but anything that's not one of the shivas aminim, and it's not a type of a grain, could go in pas oiriz v'deichin. For example, if it's bread made out of rice or millet, there, Rav Gamliel omer bracha achas mein shalish, Rav Gamliel says that you make an ala mechya, but Chacham omer leklum, the Chacham say you don't make any brachas related to the shivas aminim, in other words, you don't make an ala mechya, rather the bracha is going to be a bar nefashas. So this is what we're quoting from this brisa. So now the Gemara wants to understand. B'maya kimta, how did we interpret what we mentioned before on Amud Aleph, that we said that what's going to be the bracha achrayin on oiris on rice. One braisa said it's going to be an alamichir, and the other braisa said that's a bar nefashis. So the one that said that it's an alamichir, we said it's kerem lil. That's how we said it is. So then the Gemara says, so aim a sefer the reisha. Let's see the end of the reisha. That is, in that Mishnah, it says, regarding if someone's chewing wheat, that reisha, it says there at the end, that if the pieces are not intact, it says as follows, the Gemara brings him, aina prusis kayamis, it said that if the pieces of bread are not intact, because it was cooked, it totally got dissolved into this thing that you were cooking. That same braisa that we're trying to say is Rabbi Gamliel, that he says that the bracha achrayin is going to be an ala michi on rice. It says over there that regarding this bread, that so to speak, if it's not intact anymore, the bracha rishon is going to be a mezainis, and the bracha achrayin is going to be an ala michi. So he says mani. So who can this be? E Rabbi Gamliel, if it's Rabbi Gamliel, as we're attempting to say, so can it be? If regarding dates and porridge, Rabbi Gamliel says, so what's the bracha achrayin? The bracha achrayin is going to be a birchas hamazon, because even by porridge, Rabbi Gamliel said in the later Mishnah, he says, as we just quoted, oimin dogon v'le'osapas. He says if it's a type of a grain and you didn't make it into bread, he said the bracha achrayin will be birchas hamazon. So that is, even a porridge that was never a piece of bread, it was straight away, so to speak, dissolved, still he says that it's a birchas hamazon. If the pieces are not intact, in other words, it was at least bread at one point, and just now it got cooked, so to speak, and it dissolved, and that it's not intact, do you have any doubt that since it originally at least was mamish pas, that definitely when it gets dissolved, it's not going to be worse, so to speak, than porridge, which starts off dissolved, and still Reb Mila says that you make a birchas hamazon for the bracha achrayin, you bench. So how can he be the tan of this brisa that we're trying to say that rice is the bracha achrayin, is bremen is ala michya, if that same brisa quotes that tan is saying that the bracha achrayin on porridge, on bread that got dissolved, is going to be ala michya, when Rav Gamliel says even by porridge, which never initially was bread, is a birchas hamazon, is that you make a benching and you don't make ala michya. So the Gemara says, el pshita rabbanan, it must be that this that we said, that tan of that brice is going to be the Rabbanan. That is, when we say regarding porridge that it's a bracha achas, it's ala michya, here also, that they say when it gets dissolved, it's not bread anymore, and therefore it's going to be like daisa. In other words, we mentioned on the top of this amud that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Gamliel, that Gamliel says that the bracha achrayin by porridge is going to be birchas hamazon. But the Rabbanan, they argue, and they say the bracha achrayin is ala michya. So therefore, they have to be the tan of the brice that we brought on amud aleph, that's the braisa that says that the bracha achrayna on rice is ala michya, and therefore that says later on in that same braisa, it says that the bracha achrayna on bread that got dissolved after it was cooked is ala michya, so it has to be the rabbanan. So then, but if that's the case, so then we're back to the original question that we had posed on the manalaf, yochid kasha drabbanan, adrabbanan. So we have a theory, so to speak, what is the bracha achrayna on rice? Is it bar nefasha that says in one braisa that you make v'loy klum, that you don't make ala michi, you only make brenefashis on rice? Or we have another braisa that also seems to be clearly the Rabbanan, because it can't be the Gamliel, that the bracha achrayin is an ala michi. So how do we resolve the contradiction? So the Gemara says, Eloi Rabbanan, you're correct, we have to say it's Rabbanan, because Gamliel would say that the bracha achrayin on bread that got dissolved would definitely be a birchas hamazon. And therefore he cannot be that tana to say that rice is ala michi. So therefore you have to amend that braisa, but tana gabi oiriz ulub saif enim avarachal ovalei klum. You have to change the girsa, similar to the other braisa, that the bracha achrayin on rice is going to be nothing of the shivas aminim. In other words, it will not be an ala michya. Rather, it's going to be a bar nefashis, as is our halacha that we paskin, that rice is a bar minim zaynis, and a bracha achrayin is going to be a bar nefashis rabbis v'chesrainan. Now the Gemara continues on other food items related to what we were discussing up until now. Amar Rava, hayrita d'chakloi, this porridge from the villages, the mafshi be'kimcha, that they put a lot of flour into their porridge, mevarach bari min mezainis, you make a bari min mezainis. My time, what is the reason? The smid ikr, because the main ingredient is the flour. However, the mechuzah, the loy mafshi be'kimcha, but by mechuzah, which was a city, there the bracha is going to be, since they don't put in a lot of flour, mevarach lov shahakal nebedvar, you make a shahakal. My time, duv shikr, because there the main ingredient is honey. That is, this dish, this This porridge, they would put in flour and honey. But depending on where you're located, the bracha will change. Depending if the main ingredient is the flour, then you'll make a premium sinus. Or in the cities where possibly because they were wealthier and they were able to afford the honey, that was the main ingredient, and therefore the bracha was going to be a shahakal. However, v'hadam Rava idvi de barim zayns. However, Rava reversed his ruling, and he said that no, whether it is in the villages or even in the cities in Mechayza, the bracha is going to be barim zayns. And what's the reason? The Rav Shmuel d'amr tavayu kol sheish b'mechamish zaminim avarkin love barim zaynis. Because Rav Shmuel say that anything that contains, as we mentioned in the beginning of this daf, from one of the five types of grains, the bracha is always going to be barim zaynis. It's always the ikar. It's always the main ingredient. Even if the honey seems to be the main ingredient in quantity or even in preference, the five types of grains always take precedence, and that is kaveya, it establishes the proper bracha, and therefore the bracha will always be barim and mezainis. Now the Gemara continues a similar type of a case, that Amar B'Yosef, hai chavitza, regarding this chavitza, which is a type of a dish that they would put in, so to speak, on this hot pan, they would throw in pieces of bread into this dish. So then it depends. The isbe perun kezayis, if there are pieces of bread the size of a kezayis, betchil mavarach lav hamoitzi lechem na'aretz, so the bracha rishon is going to be hamoitzi, you have actual pieces of bread. Or lebesayif mavarach lav shalosh brachas, and the bracha achrein will be birchas hamazon. The lesbe perun kezayis, but if the pieces of bread are not a kezayis, they're smaller than that, so then betchil mavarach lav bayimin mezayin, so the bracha rishon is a mezayinus, or lebesayif bracha achas mesholosh, and the bracha achrein is going to be an alamichya. So then he explains where he got this from. Amar Yosef, no, aminila, where do I get this? That if the pieces are the size of a kezayis, then the bracha is going to be hamaitz, even though it's, so to speak, a cooked dish. It's not just eating plain bread. The Tanya has learned the braisa. Hoyo'imidu makiv menachas b'Yerushalayim. If there was a Yisrael that was standing and he was being makiv a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, and that is, he gave it over to a kohen to bring his mincha, which is a flower offering on the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. So ima baruch shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. He makes a shechiyanu if he didn't bring a mincha for some time now. So now it's the first time in a long time he makes the bracha that Hashem has kept us alive and brought me here to this time. And then notlan la'achlan. So then when the kohen takes the mincha to eat it, mevarach hamoiti lechem na'aretz. The kohen makes a hamoiti lechem na'aretz because it's bread. But Tanya Allah, and we learned on that regarding the mincha, that when we have different types of minchas, a mincha machvas, marcheshes, so these are all brought when they're baked. They're baked and then they're eaten. So the halacha is v'kulan paisis and kezayis, that when they take this the bread that they made this mincha from, they would crumble it before they would do the one of the avoidis of the kahana would be kamitza, which would be they would take the flour and then they would put it in their fist and they would take their top finger and the bottom finger and take that amount. And they would bring that as an offering on the Mizbeach, and then they would eat the rest of the mincha. So then the thing was that they would make little crumbs the size of a kezayis, as it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Beis, pasus isa pisim, that you should crumble it, make it into pieces. So you see that the pieces were the size of a kezayis, and still the bracha was hamoitzi lechem na'aretz. So that's where Rabbi Yisus says, that's why I get my halacha, if the pieces are at least the size of kezayis, even if it's, let's say, not regular slices, not a piece of bread, but as long as it's that size, as we find by the mincha, they would make it into the size of kezayis, that the bracha the kohen would make would be hamoitzi lechem na'aretz. So Amalei Abaye told Rabbi Yisus, El Miata, so according to your logic, that's where you're proving it from. The Tana de Be'er Bishmol, the Amma Parchon, Achimachzirin, Le Sultan, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he learns regarding the mincha that they would crush the mincha. In other words, all these baked mincha, which was on the different types of pans, that before they did this kemitza, which was picking up the meal offering in their fist, that they would first crush it until it turns into flour. In other words, it would be smaller than the size of a kezayis. So hachinami d'loy boye brucha moitzi lech menaretz, would you think that on the mincha the Rabbi Shmuel would hold that the bracha would not be hamoitzi lech menaretz? Because you're learning that this is your raya, that if it's the size of a kezayis, you make hamoitzi, but if it's less than that, it's only mezayin, it's not hamoitzi. So then according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he goes and you make it even, you crumble it totally, even smaller than the kezayis. So you're telling me that he would hold that the bracha on the mincha is not a hamoitzi by a kohen, rather a mezayinus? So the Gemara says, v'chitei machen, I mean, if you want to actually say that's what he would hold. V'tani b'lern the braisa as follows, lakit mikulon kezayis v'achlan. If someone gathered from all the different pieces of the crumbs of the mincha that it was crumbled into, and he gathered at least the size of a kezayis, so then im chametzu anish karas. So if it's chametz, in other words, if it's on Pesach and he's eating this chametz of the mincha on Pesach, so if he gathers at least a kezayis of it and he eats it, he's chayev a karis for eating it. And if it's matzah, that it wasn't made into it wasn't leavened, it was made as matzah, the mincha. So then, if you gather at least a kezayis worth of it in your hand, and then you eat it, then you're yotzei chiyuv of matzah on Pesach. So what we see from here is that from the fact that it says that you're yotzei chiyuv on Pesach because of the mitzvah of matzah, that it's a mitzvah saseh, as it says in the Torah, be'erev toichlu matzahs, and there it needs to be lechem, as it says that the matzah is called lechem oini, poor bread. So you see that it is considered bread if you're being yotzei chiyuv of matzah, and therefore the bracha would be hamotzi. And that Mishnah, you have to say, is Rabbi Shmuel, because it says that whoever gathers from all the crumbs the size of a kezayis, so you see, obviously we're talking about crumbs that were smaller than the kezayis. And that Tana is Rabbi Shmuel, whereas the other Tana holds that it was never the smaller the size of a kezayis. So therefore, it seems to be a contradiction to Rabbi Yosef, because it says that you'll be yotzei chiyuv of matzah, which is obviously that it's considered lechem, even if the crumbs were smaller than the kezayis, because you're gathering all those crumbs. And therefore, it's considered lechem, so therefore the bracha is hamoitzi lechem in the arts. So you see that you make hamoitzi even on crumbs smaller than a kezayis, which seems to be a contradiction to Rabbi Yosef, who said that if it's smaller than a kezayis, the bracha shayin is bari min mazaynis. So Rabbi Yosef answers that hacha b'mayaskinon bisha irson. Here what we're talking about is that he again formed it into dough. In other words, they took the crumbs that Rabbi Shmuel holds, you have to make it smaller into crumbs smaller than the kezayis. But then he went and turned it into a dough, and then he, so to speak, rebaked that. And that is why it's considered lechem to be yotzei chiyuv of matzah, that it's called bread. But if it would be just crumbs, and you gather and you ate it like that, like so to speak bread crumbs, then you would not be yotzei chiyuv of matzah. And therefore the bracha would not be amotzei lechem in haaretz. Here it's talking about that it was, so to speak, reformed again. You took all the crumbs and you, so to speak, put it together with all the different ingredients and you baked it. Now it's back to the size of a kezayis. And that is when we were talking about that when you gather it, you can be yotzei chiyuv of matzah, and then there the bracha would be hamotzi. But then the Gemara asks, ihachi, if it's talking about that it was reformed, ema seifa, let's see the seifa. It says, however, v'husha ochel mechdei achilas pras, that if you want to, if so to speak, if a person would be chayiv kares for eating it, or if him to be yetzis chiv of matzah on Pesach, it has to be that he ate it within the shear of achilas pras. That is, he didn't wait from when he started to eat the shear of kezayis until the end, more than the time it would take to eat a half a loaf, which is composed of 8 eggs. That is, the half of that is 4 eggs. The loaf is 8 eggs, and half of that would be the amount of time of a piece of bread of 4 eggs, which is the time that we're mitzarif to shear achila, which the poskim say is between 3 to 9 minutes. And if he waited longer than that, then the eating is not mitzarif; it doesn't join together. And he can, and it's like he ate the chatzis zayis today and the half of zayis tomorrow, and there would be no chiyuv karis if it was chametz, and there wouldn't be yotzei chiyuv of matzah similarly if it wasn't eaten that amount of time. So it says that b'husha achlan, if he eats them within the time of achilas pras. So the Gemara asks, and if it's like Rabbi Yosef is answering the Torah that it is reformed and it was turned again into one piece of bread, it shouldn't say that he ate them, in other words, in the pluralistic referring to all the crumbs, rather saying that he ate it in the singular because it's one piece of bread now. So it seems to be that that's not a good response of Rabbi Yosef, that he reformed it, because then it should be the singular, not the pluralistic. So the Gemara gives a different answer. And here what we're talking about is correct, that it was not reformed into one piece of bread, as it was said before. And that is, that this that we said that it's considered to be like bread, is specifically bebomi lechem gadol, that if it came from a larger piece of bread, and then it remained from the bread, that in other words, the whole bread wasn't totally crumbled yet. But if the whole piece of bread was crumbled, then we would not consider these pieces that were crumbled smaller than the kezayis as bread, and therefore we would not make a bracha v'maitzi, and you would not be yotzei chiyuv v'matzah on Pesach. In other words, Rabbi Yosef says it really depends. He says that crumbs can depend if the bread that it's coming from is intact or not. That would be the difference. So there, when Rabbi Yosef said his halacha that crumbs smaller than kezayis is mezaynus, not amaitzi, is if the whole piece of bread was crumbled. There we have no, so to speak, proof anymore. We don't have any more bread. So there the bracha is going to be mezaynus. There where we said that regarding the mincha, that even though the crumbs were crumbled smaller than the kezayis, that you'll be yotze your chiyuv of matzah and you'll be chayiv your karas on chametz, even if it's smaller than kazayis, is that because the rest of the loaf is still intact. So although these pieces are smaller, crumbled, it's so to speak, we view the bread in the larger context of the whole loaf, and that is, since it's coming from a piece of bread that's still intact, although these pieces that you're eating are crumbled, it will still be considered bread, and therefore there is where the bracha will be hamaitzi, and you'll be yotze chiyuv of matzah, and be chayiv karas al chametz. But Rabbi Yisrael was talking about that the whole entire bread was crumbled, and there he says the bracha will be b'rayim m'zaynus. So the Gemara wonders, my havala. So what ended up being the psak? What is the halacha, since we have this machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael and Abaye? Do we make a hamaitzi on pieces of bread that's smaller than the kazayas or not? So I'm Rav Sheshes. Hai chavitza, this porridge, afagav de less bay pirurin kazayas, even though there are no pieces smaller than the kazayas, in other words, a porridge is totally dissolved, still he says you make a hamaitzi lachem in the art, and that is, he argues on Rav Yosef, and he says that no, you will make a hamaitzi even if the pieces are crumbled smaller than the kazayas. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, however, he qualifies it as follows. But it has to be that the appearance of bread is still recognizable in this porridge, and that it wasn't totally dissolved. If it was totally dissolved and you don't recognize that these are pieces of bread, then the bracha will not be hamaitzi, and there the bracha will be a berim and mezaynus. So although the halacha is like Rav Sheshes, that you'll make hamaitzi on pieces of bread smaller than kazayis, but it has to be recognizable as bread, but if it was totally dissolved, then it will not be a hamaitzi anymore. So now the Gemara continues on this, the halacha is related to chala, that is truknin chayav in bechala. That truknin, the Gemara is going to explain what that is, that it's chayav in chala, in other words, you have to be mafresh, a chala, which is halacha regarding when one bakes, that is, it's considered chala. Chiyasa Rava, Namir B'yechanan, he says also, truknin chayavin min achala. Again, the proper gear says, chayavin min achala, that it's obligated in chala. So the Gemara has my truknin. Amabaya kuva de'ara, that it's bread that's baked in a hole in the ground. That is, they used to make a hole in the ground of this kir, which were the ovens in those days. They would put inside the hole water and flour, just like we make in a pan, and then this type of bread would come out of it. So therefore, it's chayavin chala, it's no different than regular bread. Vama baya, Teresa, which is something else, is patur min achala. That's potter from chala. So you're going to ask my Teresa, what's Teresa? So there's different versions. Ika de army govel mirasach. Some say that it's scalded batter. In other words, that what they would do is they would put flour and water in a kli, in a pot, and then they would, so to speak, spin it around with a spoon, and then they would pour that on the oven when it was still loose. So that was not considered like bread, rather some type of a loose type of a batter that was scalded. That does not have the halacha of bread, and therefore it would be putter from the chiyuv of chala. Vegadarma, that those that say that trees is nahama de hindika, it's Indian bread. And that is that it was a type of a dough that they would bake on a spit, and they would smear it with oil. They would constantly be smearing it, or with egg water and with oil. It was also not considered like regular bread. Again, it was a different type of consistency, and therefore it was not chayav in chala. And the third version is vikadarmi lechem o'os l'kutach, that this trisa was bread that was made for kutach, which was not baked in the oven, rather it was just baked in the sun. That is, they would take, kutach was a famous dish in Bavel, that it was composed of sour milk and moldy bread crust and salt. And that is, this bread, which was made for this kutach, which had the bread crust, was not made in the regular form of bread. It wasn't baked in the oven, rather it was just put in the sun, and that would, so to speak, create this kutach bread. So therefore, all these three different versions they define it as what tris is, and these different things are not considered as regular bread, and therefore it'd be potter from the chiyav of chal. Similarly, as we just mentioned, Rebchia says the bread that's made specifically for this dish of kutach is potter from chal. So the Gemara asks about Tanya Chayv Bechala, but we have a brayse that says that bread that's made for kudach is Chayv Bechala. So the Gemara says, Hasam Kedik Tani Time, and there is, as it says over there, the reason. That is, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Maseh Mechichen Alav, that the manner in which it's made indicates about it what exactly it is. And that is that it depends how the bread was initially made. That is, Asan, if it was made, and then we continue on to Lamed Chesam and Aleph on the top. If it was made ka'oven, if it was made like rolls, then you're chayoven. That is, if it was made, so to speak, prepared and round, and it looked like a piece of bread, like a chalachal. So then he's making it obvious that his das is that he's making it for bread. However, kilimud didn't perturb, but if it was made like boards, and that is just like a piece of wood, then he doesn't care about its shape and its form, and he's not making it a piece of bread. There you potter from challah, because there obviously it's not meant for bread to consume in the form of bread. Rather, it's being used for this dish, for this kudach dish, and then you'll be potter from challah. So it depends how it was initially made. So only a bialer of Yosef, hay kuvah da'ara my mevarch neiluyeh. So we said this kuvah da'ara, that it was made in this hole, that it, regarding challah, but then the halacha, the shaila is, what is the bracha that one makes in it? So Amalei, misavrid nahamahus, I said, do you think that it's bread, that it's a type of a pastry? Guvla ba'amahu, it's just, so to speak, like a baked dough, of mevarch neiluyeh, barim and mezainet, it's a mezainet, and it's not going to be hamaitzi, it's not a regular piece of bread, it's rather just like a baked dough, and therefore the bracha will be mezainet, not hamaitzi. However, the Gemara says, madzutra kove sudase uloyeh, Rav Mazutra established his meal on that, and that he made a kaviyah suda. He, so to speak, sat down for lunch with this kuvah da'ara. Ubaruch alei hamoitzi lechem in aretz b'shalosh brachas, and he made hamoitzi beforehand, and he made a berachas amazon after that. And not only that, on ma'bar avashi v'adam yoytz ben yidei chavas b'pesach, you can be yoytz yuchiv of matzah on Pesach with this kuvah da'ara. My time. What's the reason? Because lechem oini kirin be. It's included in the category of lechemani, of poor bread, which is the classic property that's necessary for matzah. And therefore, this kuvah da'ara, as we mentioned before, that truknin is kuvah da'ara, that it's chayv and chala. So although there's a man dama that wants to say that you'll make a barim in mezainis when you eat it because it's just baked dough. However, if you make a kviyas suda, similarly to different things like a muffin or different things, pastries that you'll, although it's a mezainis, but if you make a kviyas suda on it, then you could be yitzi, you can make a hamaitzi and a berachas hamazon. Similarly here, this kuvah da'ara, that it's a poor man's bread, and therefore it's included in the category of matzah, of lechemani, and therefore if you make a kviyas suda, it'll be hamaitzi, and the recha harachreina will be a berachas hamazon.